And next we come on to rugby, and the Clontuskard National School have been invited to the Aviva Stadium on the 16th of May to play in the Rugby Blitz. And we have Pat O'Gorman here, who's a teacher with the school, and he's also involved with Craig's. So, hello, Pat, how are you?
Hey, Aidan, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Mm-hmm. Exciting times for the school and also Craig's Rugby Club.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant time for me and for everyone else who's involved. We might be run off our feet, but it's terribly exciting. Like everybody, I suppose, around Roscommon at this stage has seen the fact that Craig's are doing a huge development out there, and we've a draw going on, which is finished up on the 12th of May. And that's the public face of Craig's. You know, that's what everyone has seen for the last few years, looking for money and getting on. In the background, there's been huge work going on with schools. There's an initiative coming on this year where the club is sponsoring teacher education courses during the summer to get people up to speed. That was one thing. And then we also started working with Micheál Glennon, our YDO, or Youth Development Officer, on getting around to schools and getting schools actually playing the game. And when that started, the initiative that came through Connacht Branch and Craig's and everyone else is to get involved in the ILD Play Rugby Scheme. Now, the ILD Play Rugby Scheme provides equipment for schools, information for teachers. It's worked through the local coaches, through the clubs. And then it's a non-competitive environment. So the whole thing is just literally about playing. And there are a few rules in it that are absolutely fantastic. I mean, every child must play in every game. So there's no such thing as I put up my best 15 and I left the rest of the class sitting down. Every child has to play all the time, which I think is absolutely brilliant. And there's no winners or losers. There's no scores counted. So you're playing purely for the enjoyment of it. You know, and that's brilliant. So we went to Corinthians there last week for the Connacht version of it, and we were one of the four Connacht teams who were picked out to go to the Aviva. So we're absolutely thrilled with that.
So it's a great honour for you, and the kids must be delighted as well.
Kids are over the moon. Like everything else, you know, the thing you remember at school, I think, I'm sure you think back in your own school days, it's not the maths or the Irish English, unfortunately, for us teachers. It's the events. And this is as big an event as you get. You know, you're getting to travel up to Dublin, you're getting to play in your national stadium. We showed them the video, promotional video today from last year's event, and they had Paul O'Connell around, and you were meeting, you know, one of the legends of the game, and he was there telling you what to do and how to do it and helping you out. So the kids are really, really looking forward to it. And so are the teachers, to be honest about it. Mm.
And, like, you know, there's people, it's a great experience for the kids to be able to meet the likes of Paul O'Connell and that. But there's a lot of work being put in the background as well by the likes of yourself as well, that, you know, train the kids and, you know, and all that. But is it a 15-a-side or is it like sevens or...?
No, it's 7-a-side tag rugby. So there's no contact as such, you know, so nobody's going to get injured, nobody's coming home hurt, hopefully, you know, I mean, like, a kid will always fall and slip, but there's no contact, there's no hard hitting or anything like that, and it's a great game that way for them. But it's 15-a-side squads, but you play your 7, but as I say, every child must play. Now, we're going to cheat a little bit, we're bringing all our class, and we'll get all the lads and girls on. Because once you get to the Aviva and you get your chance, you'll be 10 foot tall having played there. So
that's it. And of course, the parents will be going along as well, I'm sure.
Well, parents have been incredibly supportive this year. Like, we got a new principal, Pádraig Connaughton, this year, and Pádraig is really into sports, and he has pushed the whole thing of involvement and getting children up and getting them fit and getting them healthy and getting them involved in everything. And the parents of our school have really rode in behind us altogether. As have the local community. I mean, your next door neighbour up in Budget there would give us a nice little donation to help towards the cost of the day, and, you know, people in the locality have done absolutely everything. So this is a big, big local event. It's great.
And of course, you know, there is an emphasis nowadays on, you know, obesity, and kids need to be getting more exercise because kids are into more into video games and this, that, and the other. But you know, so it is great to see kids getting the chance to play rugby. And I suppose from the point of view of your area, it wouldn't be, you know, there isn't a rugby club or anything nearby, so it's kind of good to get them involved that way as well.
Yeah, Craig's is the only rugby club on the Roscommon side for a huge distance anyway. We have a huge area to cover. A few of the children from Lanesborough side would go to Longford as well, of course. And we have a few coaches, ex-Craigsmen, who are gone to preach in Longford. They're doing a great job there too. But yes, I don't mind what game children play. Porrig is the same in school. Whether it's rugby or football or hurling or soccer or basketball or anything, the fact is we need children to be out playing at the moment. We need them to be active. You know, PlayStations and all these games, they're all grand and they all have their uses and their times when they need to be used. But nothing replaces the feel-good factor of actually getting out there and playing a game.
And they say that, kids that play sport are more, you know, that they take in things better, you know, like from study-wise and things like that. So it does benefit in a study sense as well, as it, you know, because they're more focused. It helps them focus and all that, because on the pitch they're focusing as well. So it's kind of, you know, they're happier as well when they're involved in sport. So they don't mind studying then as well, you know, so.
No, and the thing is, like everything else, if you're doing one thing all day, if you were in here in the studio all day long, it's lovely to get out for a break, just to refresh your mind. And the same for children who are studying. Like, it is very intense. I have a daughter doing the insert at the moment, like she's working all the hours God sends. But it's very important for her and for any other student to get out, get a bit of air, turn the mind off for a few minutes, get yourself focused, and you can go back in. So, like, these things are dependent on each other. You will do better if you have the balance right. And it's a matter of balance. You don't want to be spending all day playing sport. You don't want to spend all day studying. But you do want to do a bit of both.
And of course, as a teacher yourself, you'd see that in the students as well.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, the great thing about it is children who are interested and motivated, they'll pick up anything. They're like sponges. They will just absorb any information you're giving them. And whether that's about their local football team or their rugby team or their soccer team in England or whatever, they will take it in equally as much if it's about maths, Irish, English. If they're tuned in, they're taking it in there too. So,
and of course, you were saying there about, you know, it is good for kids to play many different sports, you know, because there are some clubs who say, well, you know, if you play for this club, you can't play for that. You know, there is that kind of thing. But that's, I think from a kid's point of view, certainly when I was a player, when I was young and playing sport and all that, you know, that'll be the very thing that will put a child off playing a certain sport. If you're playing one sport and then they say that to you, and then you'd be saying, right, well, I'm going to go off there, because, you know, if one coach says, you know, it's trying to get you to specialise in one sport, that's not fair. Because I mean, at their age, you know, especially the kids that you're training, they're kind of exploring and they want to experience different sports, and then it's not later on then they decide on what sport they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, some people don't maybe get the connection, but playing different sports, they're not exclusive. Like, there are so many skills that are shared between all sports.
Yeah.
That if, no matter what sport you're playing, it's improving the other sports. And the other thing is, of course, like, having coached now since 1985, like, you see players at every level coming into you, and you coach them for a couple of months, and they get tired of listening to you.
Hmm.
Yeah, they really do. No matter who the coach is or what, let it be inter-county players, international rugby players, you listen to the same voice for a while and you get tired because it begins to drone.
Yeah.
And so you go off and you play another sport, you listen to a different voice, you hear a different message, and when you're ready, you come back to the first. And you will be refreshed and ready for it again. So I don't think that any sport is exclusive of another. I think we should all be working together all the time.
That's it. And of course, you know, I suppose the thing that's inspiring, I think there's an increased interest in rugby at the moment now with the, you know, the Munster, Leinster, Ulster and Connacht doing well, especially Connacht now with their win there over Leinster at the weekend. That was great. It was amazing, you know, and it was kind of emotional too with Paul Muldoon. But, you know, he's inspiring things because he had a few caps for Ireland as well.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny got 3 caps for Ireland. If he had moved early in his career to either Leinster or Munster, he'd probably have 53 caps. You know, unfortunately, he happened to be soldier for a long time in an unpopular team. Like Connacht was struggling for years there, and Johnny Muldoon was one of the guys who pulled them up by their bootstraps from being a very, you know, perennially bottom of the league club up to the stage where they won the Pro 12 there a few years ago, and that was absolutely fantastic. But he was one of the guys bringing that along, pulling it along, driving it along by the force of his personality. And he is a really nice guy. Met him once or twice in the branch. You know, he's a smashing lad. He's been a great ambassador for rugby. If you ever see him, and he's coming to summer camps before with kids, you will realise this guy is pure gold. As was Mike McCarthy, who was at Connacht for a number of years and then went to Leinster. Mm-hmm. Like, those players, they give so much back. And I mean, the other thing is we have from Roscommon Town at the moment, you know,